Finally today, it's been 10 days since the terrorist attacks in Paris, and it will no doubt take much longer than that for Parisians to come to terms with what happened. The World's Leo Hornack was reporting for us from Paris last week. He's now back in London. But before he left Paris, he met with someone who knows more than most about coming to terms with grim reality. Jean-Christophe Bisselard is one of the chaplains on call for 5 different public hospitals in Paris. And as Leo found out, Bisselard was on call on the night of November 13th.
On Friday, when the tragedy began in Paris, he got a call saying, everyone to the hospitals who's on call, whether you're a doctor, whether you're the chaplain, whether you're whatever your role is, we need you here.
Wow. So he must have been, I would imagine, really busy that night. What did he see? What did he hear?
Well, one of the things that I discovered from him is that, in fact, he was also in New York as a priest at the time of 9/11. So it was very interesting speaking to him about the comparison between the kind of trauma that he saw on Friday in Paris and what he remembered from New York's experience. One of the practical differences, and very tragic differences really, is that in New York there were very few injured relative to the number of dead. Mm. In Paris, there were large numbers of injured amongst the casualties. And so that meant huge pressure on the hospitals to treat people. Here's what he told me.
They were war victims. I mean, it was war injuries. I mean, there is one lady that I remember, and honestly, I can't tell you the reason why I remember her more than other people. She came in the ER, she went straight to the, you know, to the welcoming desk, and she said, I've heard that my son was actually brought in this hospital. She was actually leaning both hands, you know, on the table, as if, you know, she was kind of afraid to collapse, you know, if the news was bad. What really struck me a lot was, I guess, you know, the anxiety, the fear as well, is quite distressing, to say the least.
For this chaplain, how's he seeing things now that some of the burials have begun for the dead in the Paris attacks, not to mention some of the people getting discharged from hospitals after their injuries?
I spoke to him just an hour ago to get an update, if you like. And he said, you know, now the burials are beginning. That does provide a sense of closure to some people, of course. I attended the minute silence, the 1 minute of silence that Paris had a week ago. And I caught up with some of the people I'd actually met there and had a quick chat with them just today. And I spoke to one woman who's a young French journalist. And she said that actually she got up today and she walked down through one of the big boulevards of Paris, and she said it was the first day when she felt like she could recognize the city again, and she could see the Eiffel Tower. She just sort of felt, ah, this is my city again. And she quoted to me the Latin phrase, which is the motto of Paris, which is fluctuat nec mergitur. Now, that means shaken or tossed like a boat, but not sunk. And a lot of people have been quoting that to me, and you see it even on billboards in Paris at the moment. So people are looking back at Paris's immense history and saying, we've been through troubles before, but we're still here.
The World's Leo Hornack back in London. Thank you very much for this, Leo.
Thank you, Marco.
And that's all from us today here at The World. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. We'll be back with you tomorrow.
PRI. Public Radio International.